All right, good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School and Greg Conway. This is John Byrne. I heard your orchestra last night at Homestead High School where I teach, and now Mr. Conway and I are here together again, this time at beautiful Amador Valley High School, Pleasanton, California, for the Campana Jazz Festival 2018. Here comes everybody, then Katie, then Sack of Woe. So here comes everybody. Nice saxophones. Trumpet's not quite together, right? On count two, I think the drummer can help us with setting that up. I appreciate how you're doing a different part of the cymbal at 25. I'm just not crazy about how that part of the cymbal sounds. So I also appreciate, drummer, how you're doing fills into the end of two, but you're kind of rushing those fills. Doo-ga-da-doo-ba, doo-ga-da-doo-ba, boo-ba, 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 doo-ga-da-doo-ba, doo-ga-da-doo-ba. Yeah, good notes. Yeah, good. Bass drum on count one is smart. Nice solo, alto. So stay in tempo, trumpet. Good sound, good notes, but your eighth notes are floating all over the place. Listen to that drummer while you're playing. Do whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo. Trombone. Stay together. Make sure the piano's. Yeah, tenor. Nice job. Saxophones, I think we could play a little louder. Fill up the horn a little more. Make sure we're right in time. We're kind of rushing the doo-dow. Also, I would probably wait and do the heavy backbeat. This is first time on snare, second time on crash. Okay. So, crash, 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 which would be really cool is to have two cymbals and go back and forth between one on two, one on four. And so, but the bottom line is you want to have 97 be even louder second time. So maybe if we do the heavy backbeat thing only the second time on the snare. But I think what the arranger has written is to hit the backbeat on the snare two and four, and then second time to go one, bang, bang, with a suspended cymbal and maybe the snare too. But it wasn't as different as it needed to be. It needs to be even louder. Whatever we choose to do, it needs to be even louder the second time. Sometimes we rush rhythms, and it's sometimes it's the drums doing it, like the ba-digga-da-doo-ga. That fill in to set up the end of two, 89, 90, 91, is rushing. And juke-a-juke-ga. If you did something simpler, juke-a-juke-ga, juke-a-juke-ga, that would be better. Every once in a while, our rhythmic precision is just a little Slipknot together. Overall, it's a very well-rehearsed ensemble. When there's an accent on the music, I hear an accent. When there's dynamics, I hear them. All right, here we go. Katie by Sammy Nestico, a beautiful ballad. Ballads can be tricky in terms of keeping tempo and sustaining through. Pretty good intonation with the bucket mutes. The tuning note is bugging me though. It's not so much the quarter notes leading up to it or the faster notes leading up to it, but the long note. Really listen and focus in and match with the lead trumpet. Yeah, those triplets are even slower than that. Da da da, da da da. And throw out the third valve on the D flat. Boo ba doo da. Lazy. He even writes the word lazy on some of the parts. I love the low brass sound and the low saxophone sound. The Barry sax with the bucket muted trombones. Gorgeous. In tune. Dark, rich, full. Ba-da-da. Ba-da-da. It can't be ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Do you hear the difference? Intonation got a little bit wonky there. Agree on how the length of that quarter note on the DAW of 26. Barry sax put it really long and everyone else kind of didn't. A little bit of Barry sax holding over a little might be okay. Put more air in the saxophone, be more bold and happy. Tune that chord carefully. All the way to count four. We're cheating the length of the note, and it was out of tune. The half notes in 38 were pretty, and then the long note in 39 was a little out of tune and then died away, and the release was really weird. The sax is released on three, trumpets don't release until four, also trombones don't release until four. As you get louder, make sure you're not getting faster. Big breaths, mature sound, not bad at all, guys. The F, it was a little out of tune in those trumpets, though, a little flat, I think it was. Good trombone sound. The last note in the piano. Overall, well done. Challenging to play that tempo and make it sound relaxed and calm and not be in a hurry. The triplets, ba-da-da, instead of ba-da-da. Okay, can you tell the difference? One is I'm really being cognizant, aware, precise, subdividedly about how I place the triplets. Ba, ba, ba. The other one's kind of ba-da-la. It almost sounds like two sixteenths instead of two triplets make a difference, which is noticeable when the tempo is so slow. Also, when tempos are slow, when intonation is an issue, it is more noticed. And the intonation is generally going to happen when you have to push down more buttons or go out into fourth, fifth, sixth position on the trombone. Whenever you have an accidental in your music, that's a possibility, or a moment, a an issue where in which you need to listen and adjust. Mike Kamoff is a great arranger. Bass is a little loud. Diddle a dut. Make sure your tongue in count too. Do da, diddle a dut, do dit da. Dut do da, do da da. That's being a, it's not quite together. Yeah, alto. Yeah, trumpet. Make sure we don't swallow the low notes too much. Alright, here we go. Don't rush. Crescendo means start soft. So rhythm section, how should 76 be different from 64? There has to be something. Maybe a little louder, therefore softer at 64? We gotta connect, da-da-do-da. One tank of gas, one breath. Yeah, good. Is this tempo slower than we originally started with? Connect more on those. Da 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 da. Oh, da do what do what? Yeah, da do what? Da do what do what? That's an interesting articulation. We need to maximize it and make sure that we're interpreting it this thing and make it super clean and clear. It's a little bit of a question mark in my ear. Da do what do da da da. Da do what do da da da. Okay. You guys have a fantastic teacher. You're playing really great charts. You're playing them really well. Think about soloist, good job with using the blues scale and the right scale in other moments. I would like in general for solos to think more about rhythm and time while you are soloing. Intonation is usually very good, but is sometimes in need of improvement. And so when you have an accidental or a note that's really interesting or different in the chord, you need to check in and make sure that that one is being played right down the center and in tune. All right. So those are just some things to think about. Hopefully you find them useful. Again, you've got a really great teacher. Keep doing everything he tells you to do. And I look forward to hearing you guys in the future. Keep up the good work.